Hamilton.
Ferrara.
Martin is here, the mayor of the city of Hudson. Welcome.
And she's moving on.
Good morning.
Sarah will be back with Sarah shortly. But Tiffany does have to leave and do mayor stuff. So
Sorry,
we appreciate you being, well, you know, you're a busy lady. We're happy you can be here.
I feel like I'm speed dating, don't you?
I know, it is. Yeah, okay. Ring a bell. Ding, ding, ding.
I don't
next.
Know who I'd pick. Well, neither, for obvious reasons. But anyway.
So,
Madam Mayor, yeah. Oh,
good morning.
How's it going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Wonderful.
How are things going?
Things are going very well.
Let's talk about the Shacks.
Yeah, the Shacks are
back.
Let's get right into it. You only got 10 minutes.
The Shacks boom, 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 are back.
Did you feel that? That was
it is speed dating. It's speed dating.
The bus is cruising down
speed
the street.
Speed radio.
And, yeah. What would you like to talk about?
Well, we just saw that you are, you know, the Shacks have been near and dear to your heart for quite some time, and you are putting forward the movement to have the fencing torn down.
Let me actually moved back.
Moved back.
Yes.
But it will be accessible now to the public, so people can go in and go fishing. And you want to just talk a little bit about what's going on there?
Sure. So the event the other day, that the event that we had on Sunday, was really to, it was to bring people in the community together to start to talk about what they would like to see happen at that location, bearing in mind the location's eligibility for national and state historic designations. We also had the Columbia Land Conservancy there. So they had, they were able to shed some light on their potential plans for the North Bay, what they would like to see happen, meaning the trails that extend down into the landfill. We had representatives from the county there, so they could address, in general terms, concerns around the landfill and talk about what they would propose potentially could happen. And really we're looking at the North Bay as a whole and see how all of that could come together to provide everyone public access. So that was really the impetus for the meeting, but also it's something I've wanted to see people have access for recreational purposes to the land and the river and the bay from the North Dock. And so we will, in the next couple of weeks, be moving the fences back. So the structures themselves will still be cordoned off and inaccessible. They've suffered some structural issues in the last 4 years just from lack of maintenance. So, but this will give people a chance to go down and enjoy the space and kayak and boat and fish. And
is there a plan to actually save those buildings that are in such structural disrepair?
At this point, there's no solid plan in place to do anything. That's really what this is, the beginning of a discussion and a much longer process. So it's the plan is really what the community would like to see happen there, and also as that's fleshed out, what we can support financially.
And your first 100 days has come and gone. You've I think
4 months and 25 days.
There we go.
Not that anyone's counting.
Nobody's counting. And 20 minutes. you've already done great things with getting the bridge down at the waterfront, that whole process, that bridge reopened. Can you talk about when that bridge, what's it called? Is it just called
the Ferry Street Bridge.
Ferry Street Bridge.
Is there a time frame?
Yeah.
Sure.
Timeline?
So with a lot of coordination between county and state and federal officials, and with and through the county TAC, we were able to secure funding. And the first piece of that will come starting October 1st of this year. That covers preliminary design, incidentals, and then final design. In 2019, there is an additional batch of funding that comes through to purchase easements. and 2020 the construction will begin. At the same time, we're still pursuing other avenues for funding, in particular through Assemblywoman Dee Dee Barrett's office. Dee Dee's been a great advocate for us, and if there is a way for us to secure funding earlier than 2020 for construction, then we'll do that. But in the meantime, that's locked down. So.
Well, did you know, Tiffany Martin Hamilton, today is National Wine Day, and everybody here at Columbia Memorial, just so you know, today's National Wine Day.
Wow.
I don't know if you have any wine available, but we'd love some.
Menu.
I did not bring any with me.
Oh, darn.
Had I known.
It's also Liz Coleman Day.
It is Liz Coleman Day.
I am so excited.
We're
going to
be speaking shortly with Lynn to see why she has a day. Why does Liz have a day?
Not?
I think we all know why.
Why ask why?
But we're going to ask her about that and more. I saw yesterday was Lynn Brandt.
Lynn Finn Day, yeah. Yes. So Lieutenant Finn is retiring from the Hudson Police Department after more than 26 years of service. And she has been such an amazing asset to the department and the community, and it's quite a tremendous loss, but I know that I know she's got a lot of great years of retirement ahead of her, and she'll be sorely missed, but I'm so happy for her and so grateful for everything she's done for Hudson.
Wish her well.
Yeah, and how's your sidekick, Lisa Walsh, doing?
Oh, she's doing great. She's hiding at the table over there because she tends to stay.
We know she's a shy wallflower.
Yeah.
Say it a little louder.
Just
what?
To keep her in office, you're
we
sitting over there?
We can hear you.
Gotcha.
She's quite the wallflower. I don't know if you knew that.
It's safer.
Well,
yes.
We thank you. I know
thank
you have
you.
A time
for being
frame.
We have the DARE graduation to head off to.
Oh,
it starts in 15 minutes.
Oh,
so,
great.
Is there anything you want to quickly say before you go that you want?
Any other hot things going on?
Well, I would like to say I am so psyched that Liz Coleman is in town. I cannot even begin to tell you. And I was near to tears when I saw her smiling, amazingly beautiful face this morning. So,
well, we definitely miss her, and we're happy to have her here.
I'm thrilled that she's
absolutely.
Here. It was wonderful to be on the show. Thank you
well,
both for having
for
me.
Thanks for hanging
there.
Out, sticking with
Give
us.
Give it up
anytime.
For Tiffany Martin Hamilton.
The mayor.